I was pretty upset this morning when I listened to him at 8:15. I was one of those that signed the letter last night to say that he should stay, and I respect his position this morning in saying that he would step down and let somebody else renegotiate our deal. And I think that's the right thing to do, although today's a very sad day for the Conservative Party. And I voted for him to be party leader. And then he took us to a historic victory just a year ago, when we haven't been in power for since 1992. So we owe the Conservative Party owes David Cameron a great deal. Well, obviously we need to put forward. The Conservative Party has very clear rules. The MPs will choose the final two of the names that will be put forward in the next couple of weeks, I guess. And then it's up to them to go to the country, and every member who's a paid-up member of the Conservative Party will get a choice of who they want to be the next Conservative Prime Minister, and that's the right way to do this. So, we have a very important role as MPs to make sure that we get those last two into the ballot, and then they've got the very important role of whoever gets the trust of the members to be our Prime Minister, and that will be unveiled in our brilliant city of Birmingham. I haven't seen the names that are appearing at the moment, but so when I do, I shall be looking very closely at who will be the best person to represent me and the people of Redditch